WTAW news time is 8:06 at 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A word of caution, lights are out at Welburn and Longmire, so consider alternative routes if that is where you're traveling. Severe weather yesterday afternoon caused minor flooding and other problems in Brazos and surrounding counties. Firefighter activity included a structure fire off FM 60 west of Highway 47, a transformer fire on Bryan's extreme east city limits near Highway 30, and an oil well fire in northeast Brazos County. Freeway traffic near the Briarcrest exit in Bryan was stopped after a semi went off the road and came to a stop in the median. A divided College Station City Council has taken the next step to build a nature center at Lick Creek Park.
The 4-3 vote hires an architect to design an air-conditioned building which would be staffed by one full-time employee plus seasonal help. Mayor Nancy Berry explored the idea of an open-air pavilion with Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt.
On Veterans Park, that pavilion, we don't use any full-time staff there, do we?
We send our crews in there to clean up prior to events and then after, but we don't have somebody stationed there the entire time.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick supported the recommendation made by a citizens committee.
I think we have an opportunity to adapt and build a building that will not require totally enclosed air-conditioned space 12 months a year. And as far as the full-time staff, my understanding, as I said, was that the staff would not be full-time on those premises.
The Nature Center was approved in the 2008 bond election. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's all systems go for the city of Bryan's new wastewater treatment plant.
The $18 million Thompson Creek sewer treatment plant on the west side of Bryan College Station there. It will serve Bryan's expanding needs on the west side, but it's also going to serve some of College Station's expanding needs on the west side down Highway 60 with our partnership with the city of College Station.
Bryan Mayor Jason Bianski says College Station is extending sewer lines down Highway 30 to serve the east side of the Twin Cities. And in the last 6 years, the Rainy Day Fund for state government in Texas has grown from $1 billion to $12 billion. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is among those wanting to get the most bang out of that emergency account.
There's been a big argument between members of the legislature and the Legislative Budget Board about whether taking money out of the Rainy Day Fund and putting it into a infrastructure bank, a water bank, whatever you want to call it, is actually an expenditure. There is some talk about maybe creating a law, would be the better way of saying it, that says a lateral transfer of money from one fund to another interest-bearing fund out of the Rainy Day Fund will not go toward the budget cap.
Rainey expects lawmakers will return this summer for a special session. And the Texas Senate has unanimously passed where it wants to spend money from the Rainy Day Fund. Senator Charles Schwertner says he doesn't know how the governor will react.
What I can tell you is that the Senate unanimously voted out that bill. It has the support of the lieutenant governor as well as the comptroller. I think it's, we came down here to govern, to address the priorities of the state, and two of the critical priorities are water, roads, and education, and that's what that Senate joint resolution did.
$2.9 billion would go towards roads, which Schwertner says would save $3 billion in bond interest payments over a 30-year period. The package also includes $2 billion for water infrastructure and $800 million for education. A Bryan man convicted in last year's bomb threat at Texas State University has been sentenced to prison. A federal judge in Houston ordered 22-year-old Darian Kelly to serve 2 years and 9 months. He was also ordered to pay nearly $16,000 in restitution and a $300 fine. Kelly was found guilty last month of hacking into his ex-girlfriend's email account to send the bomb threats. Prosecutors dropped charges against the woman after the threatening emails to the Texas State Admissions Office were traced to Kelly. A drug raid by state troopers last October in Central Bryan has resulted in a guilty plea and prison time. 48-year-old Jose Valencia Salida admitted to selling cocaine and marijuana out of a home at 30th and Sims. He was sentenced to a total of 15 years involving four charges. At the time of the search, DPS seized more than $8,000 of drugs and more than $4,500 cash. And school lunch prices are not going up next year in the Bryan School District. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says Nutrition Director Sunday Fryrier found a local revenue source, concessions from ball games at Merrill Green Stadium, and it won't reduce the amount of state funding.
We've got right at 28,000 to 30,000 set aside for that fund anyway, so we're just not going to raise the prices of meals on our students and our parents during this economic hardship.
Wallace says $14,000 will be transferred next year to help pay for student meals. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 67 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
It's the RV Station Bryan pre-Memorial Day sale, because you might like to use your new camper on Memorial Day. Now through May 25th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. You already count on RV Station for the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. But at the pre-Memorial Day sale, save thousands more. Get a 2013 Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel, just $59,995, $20,600 off MSRP. Number 2386. Or how about a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 28BHS? Just $191 a month. Number 2349, $19,995, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC. This event absolutely ends May 25th. Don't miss your opportunity to save thousands on the RV of your dreams. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Shop over 250 campers at RVStationOnline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town or offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Showers and thunderstorms are a possibility today. We'll certainly be keeping a watch out for them. They're already developing over the central part of the state. Highs today near 75. Night showers and storms are likely 65. Showers and thunderstorms will end tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with a low around 60. It'll be sunny Sunday. It's also going to be warmer by Sunday. Highs will approach 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Big a little housekeeping first. The power has been restored in the City of College Station in that area where it went out. Jay Sokol's here, and we'll talk to him in just a minute. Let's switch over to Austin and talk to Kyle Cassell. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Scott, good morning. How are you doing? Good. Is it raining over there?
Well, it was last night. We got a little bit now. Your tanks may be filling up a little bit from last night.
I think my wife said we got 3+ inches, and Carter Creek was at its banks.
Wow. That and part of City Hall and College Station flooded.
Now, I saw that on the little news clip.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Well, let's talk about water that would be wanted. You know, I guess just overall, we're now getting down to the end days here, and I know that you were optimistic, and a lot of people were optimistic that things were going to get done because there's a little bit of money in the bank, but yesterday was the last day that a bill could come to the floor. Tell me how that day went besides being real long.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head. It was long, and we didn't move at a very terrible fast clip, so we didn't get very far on the calendars. We were pushing calendars from Saturday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, and I can't even tell you what calendar we got to last night, but we weren't very successful. There was a bill by Lyle Larson out of San Antonio that had to do with water, and we threw an amendment on there. We thought we could help bring HB 11 back and try to fund this water infrastructure plan, but the amendment was not germane. So we there for a while, about it was about 10:15 last night. I thought we had a little hope, and we got a fresh breath in everybody. And then when it wasn't germane, it was kind of a sigh of relief, and we realized we were going to spend our summer vacation in Austin.
Well, the governor has come back certainly and said that he believes that money does need to be spent on a water infrastructure. So I would hope that that would be a sign toward, if you will, the more conservative side of the House, because obviously he's their champion. If he's saying money needs to be spent for water, I would hope that would be a good sign.
Yes, and he's made that adamant. He's brought, I think, most of the membership in over the last few weeks, making sure we understand water and transportation are a priority. But based on how we've proceeded in both chambers, we will decide those two issues in a special session or two, unfortunately.
Yeah, going to have to be a couple, I guess. Now, the other thing is not necessarily something that impacts a lot of people within your district besides teachers, but the retirement plan was tried to get that addressed, and again, you were not able to do that.
Not a lot of successes to talk about the last few days. I'm hopeful for some of these Senate bills coming across next week, but you know, teacher retirement is a big issue, and I've promised a lot of teachers through District 12 we're going to work on that, and I'm hopeful that we'll have another avenue to get that done.
Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin today. I guess if we want a bright spot, it would seem that Jim Pitts and Tommy Williams have both said the budget will get done. That's the one thing constitutionally you have to do, but it seems like even though you're not there yet, there's some differences. The leadership seems fairly optimistic in both sides there.
Well, where I sit on the floor, Mr. Chairman Pitts is behind me, and I can tell you that Senator Williams and he are talking often, and I see Senator Williams behind me. I look back, and there he is, and then Chairman Pitts is gone, and he's over there. So they are working hard on it. I'm hopefully they're making some headway.
That's it. What do you think we're going to have accomplished by the time you and I talk again next week?
That is all going to be how well the two chambers are getting along. I don't foresee how many – I don't know exactly how many Senate bills we have coming across, but I'm going to be paying attention to some ones that still have my name on it, and hopefully I can bring some good bills through for District 12.
What do you think that you've got over there that really has an opportunity to come back up onto the floor that has your name on it?
Senate Bill 700. It's an energy and water conservation energy reporting bill that just helps keep us, aware of our energy costs at the state level at different entities, schools and state agencies. And, that one's a little bit too much common sense, but with the their budgets being slashed in the last session, it's nice to know where we are, and it'll have an annual reporting period instead of a biennial.
Yeah, that common sense, that's scary sometimes over there.
Yeah, people don't like it. We're scared of that.
So now you're still in Austin. Does that mean you're meeting tomorrow?
No, sir. We are fortunate that we closed all the House bills out last night. All right. We'll pass all the third reading votes today. Hopefully, we'll vote on third reading today and see who gets through to the Senate as well. And then we'll close shop, come home for Mother's Day, and Monday morning we'll start attacking Senate bills.
All right. There you go. We'll talk to you next week then, Kyle. Thank you.
Look forward to being in the Brazos Valley today. Scott,
all right.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Now, that's Kyle Cassell. We visit with him on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Jay Sokol, Mark Price, who's the chief appraiser for Brazos County, will be in to talk to us in just a few minutes about your tax bill. Well, not yours particularly, but anyway. Right now, though, Jay Sokol here. Let's talk power outage first. It's been restored, but can you tell us what the cause of that was?
CSU believes that it could have been a lightning strike, but it was power was restored in short order. So there were, I think, about 230 customers affected, and within a few minutes, crews were able to do what they needed to do to get power restored, so we appreciate that.
So what it means is that you left your house to go to work, the power went out, you're going to have to go back and reset your microwave clock again because it'll be flashing 12 or something
that
when you get
correct.
Home. Right. You have a guest?
I do. Actually, first time to the show. This is Josh Cowling, who is Assistant Director with Kids Club.
Josh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We played Jethro Trivia, but to be honest with you, we're pressed for time today. But anyway, we'll do that next time.
All right.
So Kids Club, some people may know about it, but if not, give us the kind of the 411 on that.
Well, Kids Club is an after-school program. It's a joint venture of both the City of College Station Parks and Rec and CSISD Community Education. We operate in the 8 elementary schools in College Station ISD and the 2 intermediates from about 2:45 to 6:15 in the afternoon. We set up, you know, craft for the kids, gym game for the kids. We provide snacks, and it's just a great opportunity for the kids to come to after school, so they're not going home just sitting on the computer watching TV, providing a very enriching and extracurricular activities in the afternoon.
Do they need to sign up for it, register for it? How do they get a chance to participate?
They do have to register. They go through our CSISD Community Education Office to do that. We do have a registration website, but they'll still need to go through our community education office to get signed up and everything.
Okay, and they don't necessarily have to go every day if they want to do 2 days a week or something like that.
Exactly. They pay monthly, or you can pay by the semester, or you can already go ahead and pay for the full year, but you can choose which days you want to go.
Okay, is there a rate scale somewhere where we can have a look at that?
There is a rate scale. If you go online to either our Kids Club website, which is www.cstx.gov/kidsclub, or you can go on to the CSISD website, and you can find Kids Club on there as well.
Do you do anything during the summer?
During the summer, we don't have any programming. We're just getting ready for the next school year, trying to get everything taken care of that we need to for August. We have a lot of things that we're doing in this coming school year. We've kind of pulled back our club system, and our enrichment clubs are where we break the kids down into different focuses on what they're interested in and allow them to go to those things for about 45 minutes during our days on Tuesdays and Thursdays through the week. And so we'll be working on that a lot this summer just in our programming office. But we don't offer anything specifically for the kids over the summer. I do know that CSISD has a program through solely themselves, which is Summer Day Camp. And if people would like to register for that, they can by calling Community Education over at CSISD as well.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the information this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Real quick, I'm looking back at Josh. You guys hiring for Kids Club?
We just finished up our applicant orientation a couple weeks ago, but we are still looking to fill a few spots. So same thing, if you would go to the cstx.gov/kidsclub, you can find our information on there. We have our application, and just we actually accept applications year-round, so if we have any open availability that we can fill those spots.
Generally, what kind of people are you looking for?
We're looking for college age is what we aim our focus at, just young people who can come in with energy, a lot of, you know, creativity, and just people that will come in and, you know, be there for those kids and be the support, and, you know, sometimes, you know, all the time, the role model that they need.
Sure. Sounds good. All right.
Folks, be patient with us at City Hall today. Some people have been displaced a little bit.
You know, it was ironic. I was looking at the Eagle today, and they have the picture of the flooding, and then they talk about how the College Station City Council was working on water problems at Northgate.
Yeah, that was an addition to our water master plan last night.
Yeah.
It was a water feature we were not expecting. So what we've got the mayor's office, city secretary's office, and city manager's office, the staff all in those having to do business elsewhere today. So things are drying out and so forth. Hopefully, we'll start getting back to normal on Monday. But if you have business to conduct on that south side of City Hall today, it's going to be a mess, but we'll make sure you get to the person you need and get the information you need.
And in 3 months, it'll smell funny. I don't care what happens.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging those little pine tree things all over the place.
It's Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. We visit with those folks on Friday, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Mark Price joins us from the Appraisal District in just a minute.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com. When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
825 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mark Price joins us this morning. He's the chief appraiser for the Brazos County Appraisal District. Mark, pull that microphone right there in front of you, and we'll say good morning and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, people have gotten their tax bills now.
They have.
I'm looking at it from my standpoint. I own more than one property, and one fell precipitously, and one went up a little bit, and I don't ever remember a precipitous fall. And I'm wondering, I may be different from other people, but were there some unusual variations this year as opposed to other years?
No, it wasn't a whole lot different than a typical year. Every year, some properties go up a little based on how we value them, at what level we value them the year before. And we look at the sales data that we have in the different neighborhoods. The one property that I think you and I talked about when you called me that you said fell like 30,000, mm-hmm. I took a look at that, and it appears to me that we had moved, we had an improvement on there in 12. We removed it for 13. Mm-hmm. That value of that improvement was 30,000. So I think the land value stayed the same on that property if it was the one we were talking about. But, you know, they do go up and they do go down, and all we have to do is look at the sales data in the neighborhoods to figure out what level of appraisal we need to be at.
Sure. Kind of an overview. How many residential properties, basically, do we have in the county?
Oh, probably about 65,000, maybe somewhere in that range.
Majority of those homes would be in what price range, would you say?
Oh, I would say probably 150 to maybe 250 range would be the majority of the properties.
I don't know when BrazosCAD went online, but has that changed the process? Because now, I mean, you might have talked to your neighbor, the guy across the street, but, I mean, now you can go online and you can see your entire street or your entire neighborhood and, mm-hmm. and see comparative houses. And so how has it being online changed?
The website has been out there for several years, so you can do that. If you have a question on the value of your property, you can also call our office and ask us what data did we use to value your property, and we'll show you what we did and how we did it. If you have additional data to show us that we don't know about, we'll take that into account too, and that's all part of the protest process.
There's so many different elements that have to be used, obviously, in your equation. Is there any specific price range, for instance, that you've seen unusual rises and falls in?
No, not in a particular price range, I don't think.
Is geography more a factor? Or
it can be based on the neighborhood, obviously. The higher-end homes here in Brazos County, I've been here since 2008. I was at Travis County for 23 years before that. But since I've been here, I think we've probably seen an increase in the number of probably the upper-end homes coming into Brazos County. And would anticipate that to continue you know, in the future.
Mark Price here this morning. He's the chief appraiser for the Brazos County Appraisal District. What are the biggest misconceptions for homeowners when it comes to the appeal process, in your view?
Well, one we do hear quite often is that the city and the county and the school districts tell us what value to put on property, and we come up with that value. That couldn't be further from the truth. The mayor of College Station or city councilman or anybody else in their organization has never once come and told me, nor do they have the authority to come and tell me how to value property. But as often as we tell people that, you know, you either want to listen or you don't want to listen. But that has, in the 23, or well, I guess it's almost 30 years now that I've been in this business, never have run across that. So, you know, we look at the sales, we look at the data we have. The last couple years, the amount of sales data has been down here as it has been, you know, throughout the state. So we have less data to work with, and if we don't have information to move values in a neighborhood, we're not going to. So,
I know you talk to other people who are in your position in other counties. How is it trending? Are we seeing more people who want to come in and appeal now, or has it been about the same the last few years?
We've gone up a little bit each year, depending on, and it depends on, you know, county to county for sure, and what the tax rates are. That's another issue that we deal with quite often. People come in and they have an issue with their tax bill, not the value of their property. We don't deal with the tax bill. We value the property, and then the cities and the counties set the tax rates. So the tax dollars are done by the taxing entities. We value the property, and the issue that we have to deal with is, do we have your property fairly and equitably valued?
What he's saying to you that he can't say is, if you don't like your taxes, you talk to the people who are elected, okay? This is kind of, y'all are the caboose on the train, really, and so they need to understand that. What's the best advice you would give homeowners who are considering some sort of an appeal?
To give us a call. Anybody that wants to appeal their property has a right to ask for the information that we use to value their property, and we will we'll certainly make that available to them. And we'll walk them through the process as much as we can. We get a lot of information this time of year from property owners that come in and tell us they may know something about their property, oftentimes that we don't. Maybe they have a cracked slab or they have issues that we never know about because we never get in the property.
Certainly. Yeah. And I know you'll admit it because it happened in my particular house. The square footage wasn't correct. All I had to do was show you the documentation. They made the change.
That is correct.
Yeah. And again, I'll put a little plug in for them. These folks are pretty easy to deal with on a scale of 1 to 10. They're at about an 8.5 because there are a lot of counties where, quite honestly, it is a controversial and very confrontational situation. And I know you got a lot of them and your people are slammed when it comes to this, but I know you want everybody who has a chance or feel like they have a reasonable reason for appeal to go ahead and do so.
Right, we do. We do not work on commission. It doesn't matter to me what your value is as long as it's right.
Just want to make it fair and equitable.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so if they want to give you a call, they can do that?
Yes, sir, you can.
Okay, phone number?
979-774-4100.
Okay, it's Mark Price. He's the chief appraiser. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. News Talk 1620, WTAW, say 32.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
When you get braces from Dr. Elms, a whole new world of possibilities open up. A world where a smile is your passport to accomplishing anything, to learning something new, creating something different, doing something special, and letting the world know what is unique about just you. It's a special license to never stop dreaming, never stop exploring. Dr. Elms understands. A smile that will create a lifetime of smiles. A smile that will change the world.
Extreme power or ultimate savings. Why choose when you can get both during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center? Get rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the world's best-selling power sports lineup. Take your pick of incredible deals on hard-working Rangers, smooth-riding sportsmen, and razor-sharp razors. Get to Polaris Fun Center before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria, where they sell fun, not tractors.
The Fed say, show me the money. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. It's one of the biggest bank heists in New York City history. Back in February, Jose Familia Reyes and seven others drained ATMs in the city using stolen debit card numbers. The haul totaled $2.4 million in just 24 hours, but it was part of a bigger scheme around the globe that raked in $45 million. Yesterday, federal prosecutors filed charges against that group. Reyes was carrying so much money that he had to use a backpack to haul it around. American Airlines parent AMR Corporation has settled with the FAA over penalties tied to safety and maintenance issues just before the airline went into bankruptcy. AMR will pay the FAA $24.9 million. And give credit to college athletics. A new $8 million study center for athletes at the University of Louisville will be funded in part by the sale of commemorative bottles of Maker's Mark bourbon. The bottles will have men's basketball coach Rick and mark the team's national title this year. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He's everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
WTOW News Time is 8:35 at 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Severe weather yesterday afternoon caused minor flooding and other problems in Brazos and surrounding counties. There was a delay in starting last night's College Station City Council workshop meeting due to flooding inside of City Hall. A photo's on our website at WTAW.com. And Councilman John Nichols apologized for arriving late. He was part of the Chamber of Commerce delegation returning from Washington, D.C. Nichols said they had a four-hour delay at DFW Airport while waiting for the storms to clear. And 4.5 years after College Station voters said yes to building a nature center at Lick Creek Park, a design has been approved.
The city council approved an architect's contract by a 4-3 split. Councilwoman Blanche Brick participated with the community advisory committee that recommended the design that includes air conditioning.
You can build the building and just put a pavilion there. Maybe that will get people in the shade with a fan on it, but it won't serve the purpose of classroom, of adapting and bringing children there and having a time period to talk to them about what they are going to see in nature or what they have seen.
James Benham was among the opponents.
I agree with the mayor. I have a significant amount of heartburn wrapped around the O&M cost, the future maintenance cost, the potential deferred maintenance on a facility like that. The point of going to Lick Creek Park, and I've been there many, many, many times, is to be in the park, outside.
A citizens committee and city staff spent 2 years to get to the action taken by the council last night. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Enjoying concessions this year at Merrill Green Stadium means helping to pay for Bryan School District lunches next year.
When parents and the community go out and they buy their Cokes or candy bars or nachos, whatever those snacks may be at the football games and those athletic events, that money will be actually used to offset the cost to the meal prices that the state has pretty much told us we have to raise.
Bryan ISD Superintendent Tommy Wallace says nutrition director Sunday Fryrear learned they can transfer $14,000 from the concession account without that counting against what they receive from the state. The Texas Senate has advanced combining vehicle registration and inspections. Senator Charles Schwertner says no money would be lost.
There'll still be inspections. They'll be stickerless, and they'll be tied electronically to the VIN number. And then when you go to go get your car registered, they will verify that you've had an inspection, and you'll get just one sticker.
Schwertner is suspicious of the Texas Department of Transportation list of requested projects.
I think that doesn't really do a good job of prioritizing the critical transportation infrastructure projects that need to be funded.
Schwertner says there are wish list items in the $315 billion sought by TxDOT. And as the Texas legislature enters the final days of the regular session, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is planning on returning to Austin for a special session.
I can't see how we can deal with the rainy day fund and allocate money to water or transportation, or even some people want to take money out of the rainy day fund and just spend it on education, which I'm not particularly in favor of. But we're going to have to do something about those issues. They're issues that are critical to our state, to our economy.
Rainey says the Rainy Day Fund is projected to grow to $12 billion. And a Bryan man has admitted to selling drugs out of his home. A prison sentence of 15 years was imposed on 48-year-old Jose Valencia Salida. He was arrested last October following a search by DPS troopers at his home at 30th and Sims. Troopers seized cocaine and marijuana valued at more than $8,000, along with more than $4,500 in cash. Prison time of nearly 3 years is the punishment for a Bryan man found guilty of sending bomb threats last October to Texas State University. 22-year-old Darion Kelly was convicted last month in federal court of using his ex-girlfriend's email account to send the threats to the school's admissions office. Prosecutors dropped charges against the woman after the threats were traced to Kelly. The sentencing also included paying restitution of nearly $16,000 and a $300 fine. And it may be located in the city of Bryan, but a new wastewater treatment plant is also helping College Station. Bryan Mayor Jason Bienski says the Thompson's Creek facility will serve expanding needs on the west side, while College Station handles an expansion on the east side.
Provide us sewer on the east side of town, down Highway 30, so we can expand and grow our city and new businesses and residential subdivisions, and we're doing so likewise on the west side. So great partnership with the city of College Station.
The new Westside plant will be able to process 2 million gallons of wastewater a day and can be expanded to double that capacity. WTAW News Time is 8:41 at 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Here's a new restaurant in town. It's called Amico Nave. It was there earlier this week. It's right across the street from the Shipwreck Grill, and it's owned by Wade and Mary, who own the Shipwreck Grill. And it really does have its roots in Bryan, because, and Amico Nave, by the way, is friend of the ship, would be the translation, but it's the sister restaurant to the Shipwreck Grill, and it's kind of a tribute to his stepfather, as a matter of fact, Tony Savaggio, because his family immigrated to Bryan. Tony was born in Bryan in 1931, and if you go in the restaurant, you'll see pictures of Tony and his family. It is a real Bryan connection, but it's also really great Italian food. The other day, I had the bacon shrimp Diablo, and the shrimp there, so absolutely fresh. Apple smoked bacon, jalapeno mushrooms, and white cream on linguine. And one of the things that they made sure was that he had great price points for lunch, and they do. You can go in there, and a couple of people can eat, and it's really very reasonable. The other thing that's nice is that they're open entirely in the afternoon, from their lunch on through to dinner, so that if you have a late lunch or you want to stop in for a cocktail, they've got a beautiful dark wood bar in there for you to see. They also have a room for private parties that has audiovisual capability, capacity up to about 45. Now, getting to the point where lunchtime is okay, but you probably are going to need to be looking at reservations when it comes to the evening meal. They're not open on Sunday, so they're not going to be open this Mother's Day or any Sunday. That's just the way that the Beckmans want to do it. But stop in and visit them at Amico Nave, Italian food right across from the Shipwreck Grill. I think you will find that it is something quite unusual and pleasurable to have here in Bryan.
Since 1985, homeowners throughout the Brazos Valley have trusted Anchor Foundation Repair to protect their largest investment. Our commitment to quality service has resulted in over 3,500 satisfied customers. Our experienced crews are capable of repairing all types of residential and commercial foundations and come with a lifetime guarantee. So call 690-2020 for your free foundation evaluation or visit us at anchorfoundationrepair.net to learn about the Anchor Advantage.
There is so much to do at our Berry Fun Festival. You're invited to the 17th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 18th from 9 to 4 at the Wilson Ledbetter Park on FM 1600 in Cameron. You'll see and can even participate in a classic car show, a bicycle decorating contest and parade, a youth fishing tournament, horseshoe tournament, and a Dewberry cake and cobbler bake-off. It's fun for the entire family. Go to cameron-tx.com for more info on the 17th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 18th at the Wilson Ledbetter Park in Cameron.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. So many new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. We're not going to run the canned weather because we got some pretty significant stuff that's moving through the area right now.
Yeah, it's a little gnarly looking.
It is, and if you look down toward Burleson County, I got a call from a guy who was about 10 miles west of Caldwell a little while ago, and he had pretty good sized hail and just an ominous looking sky, I guess is the best way to say it. There are a couple of watch boxes out there. One is along I-10 and then one is just outside of San Antonio. But the thing is, this stuff is marching into Brazos County. It's already in Grimes County, and pretty heavy and significant stuff just starting to creep into Burleson County and then down into Washington County. We're talking yellows and reds, if you will, in the radar.
So, broccoli and cheese.
Yeah, there you go. So consider
Hussing and ketchup and mustard.
The idea that that we already had about 3 inches of rain in a lot of places, and this is going to come on top of it. So just kind of be aware, and we'll have the watches and the warnings as we need to. But it's colorful out there. Okay, I owe y'all a joke, don't I? Dang, what did I do with that? I hadn't done the joke. Well, I'll find it in a minute. It couldn't have gone far. It's just that all the paper's white, you know. It's all the same color. And, oh, by the way, school's going to be over before you know it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really for you. For me, it doesn't matter. For Kat, it doesn't matter. But, yeah. Oh, by the way, Kat comes in and verbally accosts the chief appraiser of Brazos County. I need your business card. I'm going to protest. Right?
No. I didn't say it like that.
No, you didn't.
And if I wanted to be rude, I would have talked to him about it on the air.
Oh. No. Yeah, you don't want to do that. No. But anyway, you just had that issue, didn't you? First time homeowners.
Yeah,
like
I need
that
to protest.
Yeah, there you go. So I me protesteth. All right. So anyway, so you got the end of school. Your little snowflake is about to get out of school. Wouldn't it be nice to get a gift for your teacher, okay? So, parenting.com with suggestions for you. Best gifts, okay? A gift certificate, any kind. Unique stationery, especially like little post-it notes. Supplies for the classroom. Or donation to charity in the name of her classroom.
Nah,
or his classroom.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but any of those would be good. The ones that aren't good, okay, just again, from parenting.com, any kind of figurine, okay? They've been teaching a while, all right? You know, unless you're doing Hummel. If you're doing Hummel, I guess it'd be okay.
Even then, no.
Yeah, hello?
Gift certificates?
Yeah,
Jackie.
I know. I said, yeah. Now, quit that. You're not supposed to do that. Okay.
Yeah, like that was an accident.
Yeah.
Scott's going, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, any type of figurine. Mugs, stuffed animals, or candles, okay? I mean, just because you think the candle smells good doesn't mean they'll think the candle smells good.
And it's hard to sell candles at a garage sale.
Yeah,
let's
it
be
is.
Honest.
Good point. So again, gift certificates, unique stationery, supplies for the classroom, or a donation to charity in the name of the classroom. Any of those would be good.
Besides, if you buy a candle, your money just goes up in smoke.
Oh, very nice. Listen to you. So a Florida man thought he was in good shape. He had given a slip to the sheriff's deputies who were chasing him. Then the alligator showed up.
No!
20-year-old Brian Zuniga ran from his vehicle after deputies pulled him over for weaving in traffic. Brian hopped a fence and was gone. A few hours later, police got word that their man was being treated at a hospital after being bitten in the face and arm by a gator.
Wow!
Oh.
Yeah, that'll teach you. Brian now recuperating in jail, got a slew of charges, including injuring fences. I don't know what that means. And
destruction of private property,
oh,
probably.
Oh, I guess that's probably right. And then also trying to evade arrest. But anyway, yeah, got the gator over there.
I'm trying to eat your face off.
Well, I'd go with animal cruelty, too, because if he's that bad, he can't taste good.
That's right. Hello.
To your previous thing, how about a gift certificate to a candle store?
Yeah, perfect.
Sicko.
Well, that way they get to choose it.
Sure.
So that, you know, you could give them the chance. All right, so a kindergarten teacher handing out a coloring page to her class. This is the joke. On it was a picture of a duck holding an umbrella. Teacher told her class to color the duck yellow and the umbrella green. But, of course, there's little Johnny.
Oh, little Johnny's always causing trouble.
Johnny's the rebel. Colored the duck a bright red like a fire truck, okay? So after seeing that, the teacher goes, Johnny, how many times have you seen a red duck? Johnny said, the same number of times I've seen a duck holding an umbrella.
Bring the spirit and character of Texas into your office or boardroom and let Russ and Linda at the Texas Trading Post help you choose the decor to show off your Texas pride. College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and decor. Framed battle flags, historical maps, custom metal art will give your office the elegant Texas look your clients will love. Texas Trading Post, voted best of the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. Visit txtraders.com.
All right, you want tickets? Let's see. We got one more. We got one more game. Saturday game for the LSU A&M series, 695-1620.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
He's a man who's ethical. He's an attorney you can trust to be beside you every step of the legal process, from your free initial consultation through the best possible outcome for your case. You can count on him to fight for you skillfully and competently. He's available to his clients 24 hours a day by cell phone, email, and personal appointment. He's Jeff Paradowski, voted this year's best attorney in the best of the Brazos. Call the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, 774-2222.
Normandy Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Normandy Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5 foot pasture shredder and 5 foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Normandy Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Normandy Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See them at normandytractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Your carpets and floors are a large portion of your home investment. Keeping them clean increases their life and the value of your home. Advanced Carpet Cleaning is a fully insured and certified local company, cleaning carpets, upholstery, and tile and grout since 1982. An annual professional cleaning will remove debris and residues that vacuums and rental equipment just can't reach. Call Advanced Carpet Cleaning today at 696-8899. Go with a local company you can trust. Advanced Carpet Cleaning, 696-8899.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one that you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit jeaseniorliving.com.
License number 102654.
6 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, and we're going to give away our tickets to the Saturday game in just a minute for the first person who breaks through. Again, we got some rough weather moving in from the west. At least we'll get it done early in the day, maybe, and it may not mess up the baseball game, which would be a nice thing. Who's this?
Cindy.
Cindy who?
Cindy Wilson.
What do you do, Cindy Wilson?
I work at the Texas A&M.
The big school?
Yes, sir.
Where do you work over there?
It's the Offshore Technology Research Center.
Oh, they just had a big conference down in Houston, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they sure did.
Did your office empty out that last week because they were all down there?
No, they kind of went in shifts.
I got you. Okay, Cindy, come by here. We've got Saturday tickets for you, and we're on the fifth floor of Crystal Park Plaza, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks. See you later.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay, there you are. Okay, got that done. Yeah. Now let me see. Our weekend will be What is that? That's in your room right there. That's in your room. Oh, hello. What is? Oh,
news.
Huh.
I'm Scott.
I don't know what that is.
Not
oh,
on. That's yeah, I'm not even
you.
On.
I'm sorry. That was TSN News. I had pushed the wrong button.
I'm sitting here going, it can't be me. I can't talk.
Yeah, really. Okay.
National Weather Service in League City has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Austin County, southwestern Waller County, until 9:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 8:49 a.m. Central Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail. This storm was located near Belleville and moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Sealy, Belleville, Brookshire, San Felipe, Pine Island, and Patterson. If you are in the path of this storm, prepare immediately for large hail and deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. People outside should move to a shelter, preferably inside a strong building, and away from windows.
Don't, General Manager Ben Downs with us this morning. Don't
that was
you,
pretty scary stuff there.
Yeah. Don't you know people who have decision-making powers? If we could keep that 1,000-cycle tone or whatever that is, or about 5,000-cycle tone from going for 10 seconds before Computer Boy comes on, that would
no
be
kidding.
Really nice. Because I had my headphones on, and I'm, like, bleeding from in
here.
Yeah, right
I'm sterile.
Yeah. I don't know where he uses his headphones.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Let's see here.
Uh-huh.
Dear Michael.
Yeah.
As you know, I've been concerned about the malformed EAS tones that come out of the League City National Weather Service office from time to time.
Yeah.
I have a copy of it attached to this email. Saturday, a severe T-storm watch was sent in order with the FSK tones, 4 seconds of dead air, the NOAA weather radio alert tone at 1,050 hertz, and information. This should not be on our air. Here is the text so that you can pass it along and perhaps check to see what we can do about this.
Great minds thinking
awesome.
Alike.
Awesome. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Ben,
if
Mr.
you
Jones?
Like,
yeah, what?
Thank you for contacting us to try to troubleshoot this issue.
Oh, God. No.
I sent this up to our National Weather Service headquarters to double-check the audio to see if there was anything wrong. From the message sounds just as it was designed to sound.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
goodness.
It's annoying as hell to us, okay?
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, let's move on to more important
but
things.
But anyway, just want you to know, I took your concerns
Thank
seriously.
Thank you.
A week ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, it's Star Trek news time.
Hooray! Hooray! The final frontier.
A celebrated piece of fictional space travel history to go on display at Space Center Houston. The shuttle Galileo. Yes, from the Starship Enterprise has been donated to the Space Center by a group of Star Trek fans who bought it at auction and reconditioned it.
That's, you know, the Galileo appeared in the first series.
No, yeah. We didn't
and
know.
It, it burned up.
Yeah.
Spock
right.
had to do magic or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And that baby just burned up beyond belief.
Yeah.
So, but Galileo, that was in the episode, the Galileo 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then they decided that, what the heck, you know, why not, it's a good deal, let's just keep using that baby. And so that's kind of what they did.
Hey.
They had... Huh?
I think this is fascinating.
Go ahead. What?
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Scott was just getting bored with himself.
They bought it at auction for $61,000. It was coated in rust. And
yeah.
a bunch of fans just got together and they cleaned it up.
Well, that was the only time they actually had a real life size model
yeah.
of the Galileo. Everything else used those pictures, but just simply created it again in CGI. But it was the Galileo was a special one. It, it appeared in almost every time there were seven of them.
Okay.
And Galileo was NCC 1701-7.
Oh, yeah,
it was
right.
the seventh in the series.
It's kind of like Alfred Hitchcock in one of his movies. You start looking for it after a while, right?
And
yeah.
as a